Thank you for joining us today with Cindy Sherwood's podcast, Words for the Journey.
Today we're going to explore the subject of temptation and its role in our life. Have you ever asked yourself, how on earth did I end up here? That question is usually associated with negative circumstances in our life. Jordan was asking that as she was sitting in the abortion clinic waiting for her appointment. Jordan was a sweet girl, favorite of her teachers because she was so compliant. She never hung out with the troublemakers. She had been dating Kevin for several months and had tried to refuse his advances and keep things on a PG level. But when Kevin persisted, she gave in. She was uncomfortable demanding her own way, probably because of her overbearing father. He was harsh, commanding the family's obedience like a drill sergeant. She had never really found her voice. She knew abortion was wrong, just like she knew sex outside marriage was wrong. But she didn't know what to do. If she told her parents, her father would kill her. Jordan is at Temptation Crossroads, a fork in our road we all face every day. In Jordan's predicament, she's been here twice, once when Kevin pressured her, and then at the abortion clinic. Before her are two choices, two roads. Let's call the two roads Trust Trail and Pride Pathway. Trust Trail is God's way. It's the road that goes in the direction of God's Word, His will, and His plan for us. It's the harder way because it's difficult to refuse temptation, as Jordan discovered. But if we'll follow it, it will take us to a life that is fulfilling, satisfying, and life-giving, the opposite of Pride Pathway. Pride Pathway is our way, the road we're on when we're doing it our way instead of God's. Pride Pathway ignores God's wisdom, favoring what we think is the best choice. Pride Pathway is always the easy choice. It's what the world says is right, so there's lots of support here. Pride Pathway is the one that satisfies our lusts and selfish desire so it feels good, at least at first. That changes eventually because Pride Pathway leads to disappointment, destruction, and even death. The intersection where our road splits is called Temptation Crossroads, and it goes either toward Trust Trail or Pride Pathway. Temptation Crossroads is the moment of decision, the point where we haven't committed ourselves yet to either road, when we're still free to go either direction. It's that painful place where we feel a pull in two different directions. We can't go forward without making a decision, one we would prefer not to have to make. Temptation Crossroads is the place where our flesh cries out for satisfaction and our pride tries to bully us into taking the wrong road with persuasive arguments like, go ahead, you deserve it. You know how good it will make you feel. You know you want it. Why should you deny yourself? Haven't you had a hard enough time besides? You know you can't resist. But that isn't the only voice at the crossroads. Jesus is there too, speaking wisdom into us, inviting us to choose the right thing, trying to get us to see the bigger picture, to weigh the consequences, to believe and trust God, to do it His way. Jeremiah 6:16. NIV says, this is what the Lord says, stand at the crossroads and look, ask for the ancient paths, ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. Jesus is at the crossroads with us, encouraging us. He knows what is best for us. He knows choosing His way leads to rest for our soul. Does anyone need a little soul rest? He knows the opposite will be true. If we take Pride Pathway, we'll be discontent, disrupted. We'll add more pain to our life if we choose this. Sometimes we are aware we're at the intersection of temptation crossroads, aware of the two voices speaking, but not always. Jordan, however, was aware. Her struggle was intense. She really did not want an abortion, but between her fear of her father and Kevin's pressuring her to end the pregnancy, she was struggling. She felt like she was in a no-win situation. Her fear kept her from seeing anything good down Trust Trail. The reality, however, is that she can't see down Pride Pathway either. It seems like choosing Trust Trail will bring certain rejection from Kevin and her father. But she has no idea about the pain her life will endure if she ends the life of her unborn baby. The guilt, shame, and regret of that road will potentially be with her forever. At this point, though, that's unknown to her. So many things bring us to temptation crossroads. Thousands of situations and decisions. To be in an unhealthy relationship or not. To have an affair or not. To lie or tell the truth. Take something that isn't ours. To go to church or stay home. To read the Bible or skip it. To give our best at work or slough off. To look at pornography. To gamble. To eat bad food. To drink alcohol in excess. To take drugs. To hold a grudge or to forgive, to speak a harsh word or hold our tongue, to get a divorce or remain in a marriage, to judge someone's choices or to be gracious, to be mean or kind, to let our